Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Carroll High School, home of the Carroll Cougars. Going to play baseball here. It's a beautiful day on a Monday afternoon. This game was going to be played at 6 p.m. They bumped it up to 5:30. Say what, this field looks plush. It's absolutely fabulous. They've got a blue mesh fence going around the perimeter out there in the outfield. Looks good. That ball is going to show up big time right in front of that fence. They got a nice scoreboard out in left center field. Very visible. And the umpires getting to have a coach's meeting at home plate. And we do appreciate you listening, and we welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. So both teams in their respective dugouts, we'll mention Carroll Cougars, going to occupy the third base dugout, and the Knights going to occupy the first base dugout. So they're having a powwow down the right field line, 5:23 on the wristwatch. We'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the home team. We'll talk about the Carroll Cougars. Carroll Cougars have a school enrollment of 337. Their school was founded in 1961. Their class 2A, sectional 35. Their sectional has six opponents in the sectional. That sectional will happen at Delphi High School. Game one, a 5 p.m. start. That's going to be on Wednesday, the 24th. It's going to be the Seeger Patriots and the Carroll Cougars. So they'll get right at it out of the gate. And then that same evening, game two will feature the Benton Central Bison and the Lewis Cass Kings. That game is expected to start around 8 o'clock. So that's also on Wednesday, the 24th. Then they'll come back the next day. Winner of game one, which is Seeger Carroll, will play the winner of game two, Benton Central, Lewis Cass. They'll play that game on Thursday, the 25th. That game will be played at 5 p.m. Then later, that same evening, 25th, Thursday, they're going to call it game six. That'll be Clinton Prairie. The Gophers will go against the Delphi Oracles, and that'll be about an 8 o'clock start there on Thursday. And then we'll mention, coming back, championship game. It's going to be the winner of game five versus the winner of game six. Championship game will happen on Monday. That's Memorial Day. That'll be on the 29th. They're going to play their championship game at 3 p.m. Well, mention the principal right here at Carroll High School is Jeff Schuler. The athletic director, he was most instrumental for putting me in sports. We are thankful. That's Mr. Mike Goodrich. And we'll remind you, Carroll High School is located at 2362 East State Road 18. That's Flora, Indiana, right here on 18-46929. You can find him on the telephone at 574-967-4157. On the web, you can find him at CarrollCougarAthletics.com. Carroll Cougars wear the collars royal blue and white. They're going to go with the white uniforms today, laced in royal blue. And we'll mention they perform in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. There are eight teams in the Hoosier Heartland, and they are Carroll, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Delphi, Eastern, Sheridan, Taylor, Tri-Central. The Carroll Cougars are currently 13 wins, 8 losses on the season. They finished the Hoosier Heartland Conference at 6-2. Their head coach is Seth Eldridge. Seth Eldridge right there at home plate, giving some descriptions of where the ball might get through, where it might not. Talking it over right there, the officials, the umpires are going to wear the dark blue. That is customary for high school baseball. You get to the summertime, you'll have a whole bunch of colors they'll show up in. So they shake hands, Coach Bourdonnais, Coach Eldridge, getting ready to start the baseball game here momentarily. 5:27 on the wristwatch. We're going to observe the national anthem here shortly. We're going to get to listen to public address. It's Mr. Alan Zinn, going to be the public address. I spoke with him. We're going to speak during the game. He's going to let us know. Talk right now. That's Alan Zinn.
Welcome to Carroll Junior Senior High School for today's
class. He's a 1995 Carroll Cougar graduate. We'll have some good conversation here during the ball game. We hope so. They're talking about sports fiction right there. Absolutely. And it should be a good ball game here today. Central Catholic Knights visiting the Carroll Cougars. Well, Mr. Carroll Cougars, they got some fatty practice prior to the game. They were working in the cage. They were hitting off the key. Let's talk a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic.
Starting lineup. Number 17, Gavin Boutel. Number 4, Ryan Elsner. And number 10, Lucas Durkee. And now the starting lineups for the night. Leading off, the DH, number 20, Caden Minnick. He'll be batting for the pitcher, number 30, Gus Sandberg. Batting second and playing shortstop, number 24, Evan Deanhart. Batting third and catching, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Batting fourth and playing first base, number 18, TJ Bell. Batting fifth and playing left field, number 3, Jackson Kane. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 14, Tyler Fox. Batting seventh and playing second base, number 9, Hudson Gutline. Batting eighth, the center fielder, number 33, Bryn Robbins. Batting ninth and playing third base, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. The Knights are coached by Mr. Tim Bourdonnais. He is assisted by Ryan Johnson, Kevin Donahoe, Fred Rogers, James Smith, David Sterrett, and John Anthrop. And now let's meet the non-starters for the home team on the scoreboard, the Carroll Cougars. Number 7, Hunter Simpson. Number 11, Owen Wise. Number 21, Gavin Carman. And number 27, Coy Lytle. And now the starting lineups for the Cougars. Leading off and playing first base, number 32, Jake Skinner. Batting second and playing third base, number 2, Grady Lytle. Batting third to shortstop, number 22, Owen Duff. Batting fourth and playing right field, number 25, Eli Hartsberger. Batting fifth and playing left field, number 3, Tanner Turnpaul. Batting sixth and pitching, number 20, Trent Metzger. Batting seventh and playing second base, number 12, Owen Zinn. Batting eighth and catching, number 13, Clayton Johnston. And batting ninth and playing center field, number 18, Xavier Williams. The Cougars are coached by Mr. Seth Eldridge. He is assisted by Dan Butcher, Jeff Hightower, Billy Lytle, Mike Eldridge, Wade Peters, and Chris Stewart. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your hats as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
You're the problem.
Well done. What a public address. Excitement? I tell you what, he went to school here in 1995. He's probably got a relative playing second base. Not quite sure which one. Tell me which one. Which relative is it?
It's my son.
I figured so.
Yeah.
So your son's going to play second base. That's going to be great. So we're going to listen to a little John Mellencamp. A little ditty ditty. Here with John Mellencamp, Seymour, Indiana. He's a good one. We'll talk around the diamond right now. We'll mention the Carroll Cougars. Carroll Cougars doing the pitching in this ball game, number 20, Trent Metzger. Trent Metzger, he's got 19 and two-thirds innings under his belt. He's got an ERA of 3.56. He's 1-2. He's lost one. This is appearance number 7. This is game start number 2. He's allowed 19 hits on the season, 17 runs. 10 of those runs were earned. He's walked 11. He has struck out 21. He has faced 92 batters. He's thrown 337 pitches. He's a right-handed pitcher. He's going to start from the windup, 1 foot on. So he's getting warmed up. His battery partner, his catcher, is number 13, Clayton Johnston. Clayton Johnston going to do the catching, number 13. At first base, Jake Skinner. Jake Skinner wears number 32. At second base, none other than number 12, Owen Zinn. Owen Zinn going to play second base. At shortstop, it's Owen Duff. The middle infielders go with the name Owen. Owen Duff wears number 22. He'll play shortstop. At third base, Grady Lytle. Grady Lytle wears number 2. He'll be at third base. And left field will be Tanner Turnpaugh. Tanner Turnpaugh wears number 3. The Knights are going to play left field with number 3, Jackson Kane. In center field, it's number 18, Xavier Williams for the Cougars. In right field, it's going to be number 25, Eli Harshbarger. Eli Harshbarger will play right field. So we're going to bring the ball back to the bump right there. Go to the pitcher's mound. 5:36 p.m. First batter to step in. He's going to be the leadoff batter in today's ballgame. That's number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick is going to be the designated hitter. He'll bat in place of the pitcher, number 30, Gus Sandberg. First pitch, right-handed. Left-handed batter. Pitch comes in. Just below the kneecaps. Strike called. Home plate umpire. Got a first base umpire. Just two in today's ballgame. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Center field. Got some air under it. Going to move through his dress. Make the catch. That's Xavier Williams in center field. There's one out here in the top of the first.
Now, buddy, for
tonight,
number
24, batter in step in. Dean Hart, a right-handed batter, a member of the senior class. Evan Dean Hart stepping in. Working from the windup, Trent Metzger. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in just low, ball one. Carroll Cougar High School. Been some good football played over there on that football field. Central Catholic and Carroll, they were both unbeaten 2 years ago. Pitch comes in, outside edge, strike called. Count goes 1-1. I think that was when Jackson Anthrop may have been a senior. Both teams unbeaten in that ballgame. Here's postseason. Here comes the pitch. Short hops the glove, nice stop by Clayton Johnston. Count goes 2-1. I tell you what. Alan Zinn, he is multifaceted over here. He's keeping the scoreboard. He's doing it all. I'm glad. He's a pretty good guy. Outside edge, strike call. Count goes 2-2.
There's more that goes on here up here than what people are expecting.
I tell you what, I used to do the PA, and we had a guy keeping score, and that was all we had, and it's quiet as a mouse, except for when I spoke about a batter. Here comes the pitch, the 2-2. Outside a ball. Count goes full. Evan Dienhart trying to get on base. Evan Dienhart has been known to get on base in various ways. Here comes the wind. Here comes the 3-2. Swung on. Foul ball just right of first base. Picked up there by the lefty, Jake Skinner. Tosses it back. Trent Metzger back on the rubber. Another 3-2 pitch on the way. Metzger and Dienhart. Outside ball four. So Evan Dienhart jogs down to first base. Evan Dienhart on the season picks up walk number 9. I'm going to check back track that here. Evan Dienhart picks up walk number 25. He's looking at his pitching stats. 25 walks on the season for Dienhart. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter's box. Backdoor curveball finishes high. Might have been a slider, not a lot of break. Definitely a breaking pitch. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pickoff move, first base. Nice move for first attempt. Metzger with a nice, fluent move to first base. He'll peer in, look at signals. Clayton Johnston, out of the set. Here comes the pitch to Schumer. Outside, a little bit tall. Ball two. Ryan Schumer, he's been batting in the three spot, probably about 6, 8, maybe 10 games here, latter part of the season. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of a stretch, now the set. Trent Metzger, the 2-0 pitch. Swung on, it'll be a foul ball. They'll pull one foul, line drive shot to the corner. They'll let that go. Knights will pick it up out of the dugout. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, Ryan Schumer in the left-handed batter's box at first base is Evan Dienhart. He'll have to get back safely head first. Metzger, pretty good move there. He wasn't even in the rubber yet. Might have been Evan Dienhart taking an early lead. Out of the set, here comes a 2-1 pitch to Schumer. Swung on and foul one the other way. Out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Number 7, Ryan Schumer, he'll do the catching in today's ball game. So not many signals given. Coach Tim Bourdonnais looking over at first base out of a stretch. Now the set, here's the 2-2 pitch from Metzger. Swung on, ground ball. Second base going to get through. Base hit off the bat of Ryan Schumer. B position umpire had to get out of the way. So what, a game ago, C position umpire got hit with the ball. That's the first time I ever saw that happen. I've heard about them. So two runners aboard. Schumer at first base. At second base is Evan Dienhart. Coach Bourdonnais going to make an adjustment. Schumer going to put his gear on. Going out to run is Gavin Boutel. So next batter going to step in, T.J. Bell. Two runners aboard, one out. Top of the first inning, T.J. Bell, right-handed batter facing the righty. Trent Metzger, here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. Playing him straight away, center field. Playing him straight away. Not sure he can get a beat off the bat straight away as he is. Working out a savvy pickoff move. Nobody there. Pirouette was going to throw to second base. Came clear off the rubber. Pointed that right at left toe to first second base. Well done. Out of a set, Metzger. He'll check second. Here's the 1-0 pitch. T.J. Bell going to pop one. Center field. A lot of air under it. Going to move considerably to his left. Make the play. Going to be a tag at second base for Dienhart. They'll go in third base standing up. Gavin Boutel face put at first base. So a sacrifice fly for T.J. Bell. Now back to the right center field.
Jackson Kane.
Next batter going to step in for the night. Looking at signals, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane going to play left field in the contest. He's going to step in. Right-handed batter. Did the catching, a little bit of catching in the last game. working out a stretch. Now the set. Runners on the corners. First pitch to Kane. High for ball one. Taking off for second base, Gavin Buechel. Looking for a pickle. Nothing going on there. Pitch comes in. Ball one. So working out of the windup is Trent Metzger. Here's the pitch. Comes in high and tight. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Two out. Top of the first inning. Carroll Cougars trying to get out of the inning. Metzger, here's the pitch. Swung on, foul ball on the ground. Going to go out near the bullpen. Considerably foul. Left up third base. Count goes 2-1 to Jackson Kane. Straight, feet straight away there in that right-handed box. Out of the wind, the 2-1 pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Righty pitcher, righty batter. Got to pick up that rotation. Try to pick up the elbow if possible. Steps back in. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Jackson Kane. Swung on. Foul ball. Left of third base. Picked up by Coach Bournet. Coach Bournet probably remembering his second base days at Purdue. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Piernan looking at signals. Out of the windup, Trent Metzger. Long pier. Jackson Kane calls timeout. A lot of concentration time. You're facing a guy who throws near 80 miles an hour. It's a long time to wait to concentrate on the pitch. Steps back in. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Breaking pitch finishes away. Ball three. 3-2 count, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane may see his best pitch in the at-bat. Piernan looking at signals. Here's a line to 3-2. Let's take one center field. Going to drop in there, base hit. Deanhart going to come in to score. And Gavin Buechel in to score. It's a single and two RBI off the bat of Jackson Kane. Next batter going to step in, number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter. Tyler Fox batting today in the sixth spot for the Knights. Tyler Fox playing right field. Tate Minnick, the DH in today's ball game. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, third base. Going to knock it down, going to make the throw. A good throw is not going to get it. Couldn't quite corral that baseball at first base. Jake Skinner. Third base, they knocked it down. Grady Lytle. And two aboard for the Knights. Next batter going to step in. Number nine, Hudson Gutwein. So stepping in, right-handed batter, Hudson Gutwein. We're going to have a stretch. Trent Metzger, pickoff move. Didn't make the throw. Second base, nobody there. Trent Metzger trying to keep him close. That's Jackson Kane. Keep him close to second base. Give Clayton Johnson a chance to throw him out at third. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in just high, just above the zone. Count goes 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Two runners aboard, two out. Top of the first, Knights have two runs in. Here comes the set. He wants to look back at second base. Pirouette. They go clockwise and not make a throw. Stepping back in, Gutwein. Right-handed batter facing the righty. Here's the pitch. The shot, third base, going to get through. Third base and shortstop. Grounded third base coming into the plate. Throw was a bit off target. Jackson Kane from second base comes in to score, standing up. So Tyler Fox ends up at third base. Over at second base is Gutwein. He'll get a single and an RBI, and he'll take second base on the throw. So stepping in, it's going to be Brian Robbins. Brian Robbins, a junior class member. Looking at signals. Coach Bournet, not a lot of signals given. Runners at second and third base. Stepping in, Brian Robbins plays a good center field position. We're getting the windup. Trent Metzger, first pitch to Robbins. Tries to check his swing. They'll probably take a look at that. Seat position umpire. Not a lot of vantage point from there. They'll call the ball. Hard to call a strike on a check swing from a righty in C position. Working from the windup. Here comes the wind and the 1-0 pitch. Just missed outside, a breaking pitch. Trying to catch that outside edge. Pretty close shot right there by Metzger. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a 2-0. That got the outside edge. Strike called. Kemp goes 2-1. Trent Metzger trying to paint that outside edge. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup. Here comes the wind and the 2-1. Breaking pitch finishes away. Three balls, one strike. Knights have two aboard, second base and third base, two out here in the top of the first. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Be a ground ball, third base. Going to call it fair. He'll throw on the run. He'll make a good throw. He'll get the put out. Credit that Grady Lytle over to Jake Skinner. And the Knights are out of the inning. They leave two aboard. They come up with three runs in the top of the first. And the Carroll Cougars are going to bat in the bottom half. We'll talk a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Catholic High School, they have a school enrollment of 296. The school was founded in 1956. They're Class 1A, Sectional 54. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional is going to happen at Central Catholic High School. Well, missing game one at Central Catholic is going to happen on Thursday. That's May the 25th. That'll be a 5:30 contest. The Attica Red Ramblers will go against Central Catholic Knights. That's at 5:30. Game two, that same evening. They're about 7:30 estimated start time. It's going to be North Vermilion and Covington. Should be a good ball game. That's going to be on the 25th at 7:30. Another Thursday ball game. Then they'll come back on the 29th. They'll play the rest of their games on Memorial Day. Game 5 is going to be the winner of Game 1. That's Attica Central Catholic versus the winner of Game 2, North Vermilion Covington. That game on Monday will start at 11 a.m. That's on the 29th. And there again on the 29th, going to play their only one game. They win the game, they'll go to the championship game. That's called Game 6. It's going to be Riverton Park going against Fountain Central. That'll be a 1 p.m. start on the 29th. And then the championship game that evening will happen at 7:30. And that'll be Monday, 29th, Memorial Day. They're going to throw one down. On the pitcher's rubber today for Central Catholic is number 30, Gus Sandberg. 13 2/3 innings under his belt. 5 appearances. This is number 6. This is start number 3. 62 batters, 206 pitches. He's got a 2-1 record. He's allowed 18 hits, 10 runs. 4 of those runs were earned. He's walked 5. He struck out 8. He struck out one of those batters looking. It's an ERA of 2.049. Stepping in, Jake Skinner, first baseman for the Carroll Cougars, wears number 32. Backdoor curveball misses away. Ball 1. Working both feet on the rubber. Freshman athlete Gus Sandberg going to be a base hit. Going to get a hard hop there at shortstop for Deanhart. Tried to glove it. He's going to try to take second base, and he'll take it. Pretty good wheels for Jake Skinner. Good wheels for Jake Skinner. He's at second base. Knights kind of taking their time getting the ball back in. So timeout on the surface. Schumer going to go over. Okay. So out there to talk is Schumer. Out there to talk with Sandberg, trying to iron out some signals. Senior catcher, what a quality young man Ryan Schumer is. A year from now, he'll be playing baseball as a freshman at Calvin College in Michigan. Stepping into bat, Grady Lytle, wears number 2. out of the stat check second. Here's the pitch. Tight pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes 0-1. Runner at second base for the Carroll Cougars. Right off the bat, 32, Jake Skinner takes second base. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes low. Ball two. Excuse me. Ball one. One ball, one strike. So, peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Gus Sandberg out of a set, checks second. Here's the pitch. Tice going to be hit by pitch. Gus Sandberg, he knew it. He was a little bit disturbed with yourself, and you could tell by his body language. He absolutely didn't want to hit that guy. So, stepping in with runners at first and second base. Going to be the three hitter, number 22, Owen Duff. Owen Duff plays the shortstop position. Out of the set, check second. First pitch to Duff. You're going to put a bunt down. It's going to fly off the bat. It's going to go out of play. So, no balls, one strike. Coach Seth Eldridge trying to move the runners. Three-run ball game. Seth Eldridge trying to get some runners in scoring position. They have one. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove of Schumer. Ball one. So, three-hitter, number 22, Owen Duff. Owen Duff steps back in. Owen Duff, a member of the senior class. Out of the set, here comes the pickoff move, a step towards second base, no throw, nobody there to take it. Is he really? This guy? He'll take a drive, he'll go to center field, so drop in. Bren Robbins picks it up on a hop. He'll throw it in towards the plate. It'll be cut by T.J. Bell. Pretty good cut right there by Bell. Run, bases are loaded for the Cougars. That base hit by Owen Duff. Public address right here. Alan Zinn lets me know he's the all-time leading scorer in basketball. For the Carroll Cougars, that's Mr. Owen Duff at first base. Got the base hit to center field. Stepping in, left-handed batter Eli Harshberger. Four-hitter. Bases are loaded. For the Cougars, here's the pitch. And go back up the middle. Evan Jeanhart going to go unassisted at second base. They'll get the put out at second base. And I'm wondering where that peel-off rule and where that slide rule is ever going to be enforced. I've not seen it this season as of yet. So they get the out at second base. Evan Jeanhart was wanting to make a throw to first base and lost his footing. So, one run in. Run in, Jake Skinner scores the first run of the ballgame for the Cougars. Working out of the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Runners on the corners. Eli Harshberger at first base, taking off for second base. They're going to throw to second base, try to get him. He's in there safe. Safe at second base. Throw was good. He got a good jump at first base. No balls, one strike. Stepping back in, right-handed batter. Five-hitter number three, Tanner Turnpaw. Here comes the pitch. He's going to take a drive to left field. Looks like it's fair, maybe foul. It's going to be a foul ball. It leaves the park. A foul ball. Pretty good shot off the bat of Turnpaw. Turnpaw got a lot of that sweet spot. Sounded good. So he'll step back in. No balls, two strikes. Schumer going to mission to Tyler Fox to pull over a little bit. Thinking he's going to pull the ball again. Steps back in. Right-handed batter, Tanner Turnpaw. Out of the set, checks second base, Gus Sandberg. Breaking pitch, finishes high. Count goes one and two. Number three, Tanner Turnpaw, left fielder. Pretty good stroke on that second strike. Here comes the pitch. High and tight. 2-2 count. Gus Sandberg looking for the release point. Trying to find that release point and mimic it throughout the rest of the ball game. Out of the set, here comes the 2-2. High for ball three. 3-2 count. Runners at second and third. One out on the Cougars. We're in the bottom of the first inning. One run in thus far for the Cougars. Out of the set, here comes the 3-2 pitch. The foul one back, out of play. Quality at bat in the works at home plate. That's number three, Tanner Turnpaw. Ball's made live. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set, the 3-2 again. Breaking pitch finished above the zone, ball four. The base is loaded once again. Timeout on the field. Coach Bourdain going to walk out. Going to talk with his infield. The Knights playing defense here in the bottom of the first inning. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. She's a real estate agent, a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. Stepping in the bat, he wears number 20, the sixth hitter. He's doing the pitching in today's ballgame, Trent Metzger. Right-handed batter, bases are loaded for the Cougars. Working out a stretch, now the set, first pitch to Metzger. And a foul one right side, out of play. No balls, one strike. Number 20, Trent Metzger, steps back in. No balls, one strike. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Just above the zone, 1-1. Base is loaded. Knights are playing pretty much even with the bag at third base. Mikey Stapleton. And out of the set, here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. As Ryan Schumer congratulates Gus Sandberg on the pitch. You can see it happening. It's all nonverbal. Out of the set, here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, the pop one foul, right side, out of play. Knights do have bullpen activity down the right field line. Coach Rogers is going out to kind of supervise that area. Righty's warming up for the Knights. Gus Sandberg, here comes the pitch. Outside, misses. Low, count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, looking at signals. Third base coach, Seth Eldridge, looking out of set. Check second base, here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, he'll drive one to the right field. Tyler Fox gets the beat on it. They're going to tag at third base. He's going to make the throw come in there to second base. Jogging in, scoring the second run of the ballgame is number 2, Grady Lytle. Second run of the ballgame for the Carroll Cougars. It's a 3-2 contest.
Now, batting for the Cougars, number 12, Owen.
Two outs on the diamond. Stepping in the bat, the 7 hitter. Who wears number 12, Owen Zinn. He goes home with the public address announcer. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. First pitch in there for a strike. Right-handed batter, Owen Zinn, plays second base for the Cougars. Runners at first and second, two out. Out of the set, Sandberg. Here comes the 0-1. Cross the dish, right below the knee test. Count goes 0-2. Owen Zinn, 7 hitter for the Cougars. Runners at first and second base. Peering in, looking at signals. That's a long peer by Sandberg. Going to set up outside. Ryan Schumer, here's the pitch. Going to foul one right side. Got lightning quick hands getting through the zone. Fouls that one off. No balls, two strikes. Owens in. Steps back in. Where's number 12? He's a member of the sophomore class. Breaking pitch finishes high above the zone. 1-2 count. Right-handed batter. Owens in. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of stretch, now a set. Here comes the 1-2. Above the zone, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. That ball's above the sternum. They say the strike zone is kneecaps to sternum. I think sternum might be a bit tall for the strike zone. Here comes the 2-2. Above the zone, once again, count goes full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Gus Sandberg checks second base, out of set. Pitch comes in, ball four. Owens in, goes down the count, 0-2. Stays in the box, comes back, draws a walk.
Now,
the bases are loaded. Stepping in the back, going to be number 13, Clayton Johnston. Clayton Johnston, that's with a T. Johnston, he steps in right into the batter's box. Where's number 13? He does the catching for the Cougars. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Just above the zone. Ball one.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So one ball, no strikes. Turn in, looking at signals. Gus Sandberg out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Eight hitter in the batter's box. It's number 13, Clayton Johnston. Here comes the pitch. Right across the dish, inside half, about thigh high. Count goes 1-2. Bases loaded for the Cougars. Two runs in here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the pitch. Foul one back to the screen. One ball, two strikes. So stay in the box. Set back in. Beautiful ballpark. Lights. What a quality place to play a game of baseball. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. He'll take it to center field. Brent Robbins gets a beat on it, and he'll take the catch there right up center field. And the Knights are out of the inning, but not before they give up two runs at the end of one complete. Knights, 3. Cougars, 2. We do thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk a little bit more about Lafayette Central Catholic Knight. Their principal is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Mr. Tim Ordinay. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. The athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. By telephone, it's 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's @LCC_athletics. They wear the colors white and navy. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference order of finish 2023 is like this. The champions, Western Panthers. They're currently 21-4. They finished 9-0 right there in the Hoosier Conference. Followed up by 8-1 Central Catholic Knights. Followed up by 6-3 Hamilton Heights. 5-4 Swin Lakes. 5-3 Northwestern. 4-4 Benton Central. 3-5 West Lafayette. Tipton, Lewis Cass, Rensselaer Central. We'll mention the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights are currently 17 wins, 11 losses. They finished 8-1 in the Hoosier Conference. Their head coach is Mr. Tim Bordinay. Tim Bordinay is a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic, working in year number 26 for the Knights.
For the Knights, number 11.
We'll mention their next team on the agenda. It's going to be Lafayette Central Catholic Knights versus the Attica Red Ramblers. That'll be on Monday, on Thursday, the 25th at 5:30. First pitch from Metzger. Swung on, Mikey Stapleton. Takes it out of play, left side. He's a right-handed batter. Mikey Stapleton, pretty quick hands through the zone. Mikey Stapleton, a member of the freshman class. Right-handed batter, peering in, right-handed pitcher. Trent Metzger, here's the pitch. The drive one the other way. It's going to be foul territory. Can it be caught? It's going to land in no man's land. The foul ball for strike two. So Mikey Stapleton wears number 11, the only freshman on the Knights varsity roster. I take that back. Number 30, the current pitcher, Gus Sandberg. Sandberg worked his way up. He's a pitcher. He has yet to bat as in a varsity game. So stepping in, 0-2 count. Mikey Stapleton working from the windup. Trent Metzger, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So he'll be thinking about that one. It was a little bit high. Took a wave at it. He'll jog back to the dugout. Next batter going to step in is number 20. Caden Minnick going to bat second time in the ballgame. Left-handed batter's box. He's got 23 games under his belt. Here comes the pitch. Inside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Caden Minnick. 69 plate appearances. 58 at bats. He's batting 276. Left-handed batter's box. 382 on base percentage. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch. Broke in. Got the inside half. Strike called. Caden Minnick. One ball, one strike. Trent Metzger. Working from the windup. Here comes the wind and the 1-1. Inside a ball. Working that breaking pitch. He's worked at all three pitches. He was successful on the second pitch. Caden Minnick yet to swing the bat. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind and the 2-1. You're going to pop one up. Skyward being called for right there by the second baseman. That ball's going to land a base hit. That ball lands a base hit about 40 feet out in the outfield behind second base. Nobody calls it, and the ball lands a base hit for Caden Minnick. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Caden Minnick is probably both. Stepping in, going to bat second time, is Evan Zienhart. Evan Zienhart, a senior athlete, has played in all 28 games. Nonchalant pickoff move, first base, back safely, head first. Caden Minnick got dirt on that front side of that jersey. Nice to wear on the all-gray jerseys and pants. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in high above the zone, just above the zone. Ball one. Evan Zienhart, he's got 105 plate appearances, 68 at-bats. Evan Zienhart has walked 25 times. He's walked once in this game. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Nice stop by the catcher, Clayton Johnson. Kept Caden Minnick at first base with that stop. Peering in, looking at signals out of a stretch. Trent Metzger checks first base out of a set. Here comes a 2-0 pitch to Zienhart. Outside edge, strike called. Back safely and a snap throw. Goes down to first base from catcher Clayton Johnson. Two balls, one strike. Steps back in, right-handed batter. Evan Zienhart out of a set. Trent Metzger is the pitch. Going to foul one right side. Takes that back. He's going to poke it down the right field line. He drops it in for a base hit. From here, that looked like it may be going out of play, and he drops it in down the right field line for a base hit. So the Knights have two aboard, two base hits. Caden Minnick at second base. Evan Zienhart at first base. There's one out. Stepping into bat. Second time is Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer has also played in all 28 games. He also has 105 plate appearances. He's going to drive one to center field. Got a lot of it. You're going to look up. It's going to be reaching up and making the catch. Nice catch by Xavier Williams. a good catch over that left shoulder. Xavier Williams, I'm sure a lot of folks here thought that that was going to be in there for extra bases. Good catch by Williams as the runners go back to their respective bases. There are two outs. Ryan Schumer got quite a bit of that one. Took it to straightaway center field. Would have been caught at the warning track. Stepping in, T.J. Bell. Peering in, looking at signals, Trent Metzger. Out of the set, here's the pitch. The breaking pitch. Short off the glove. You know, trying to third base. Head first slide. He's in there. That's Deanhart. Take that back. That's Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick at third base. Slides in head first. Pretty good throw after picking it up off the surface. Clayton Johnston. Count goes one ball, no strikes. Working out of the stretch. Now the set. Runners on the corners. Pitch comes in above the zone. Ball one. T.J. Bell, 84 plate appearances, 66 at-bats. T.J. Bell batting 258 right-handed batter's box. He's got a 402 on-base percentage. Out of a set, here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Three balls, no strikes. T.J. Bell. He's got 17 hits on the season. 11 are singles. He got four doubles. Does not have a triple. He has two home runs. T.J. Bell has 20 RBI. Out of the set, here comes the 3-0 pitch. Breaking pitch, perfectly placed. Strike called. Taking all the way with T.J. Bell. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. He'll step back in. Working from the stretch, checks first base, checks third base. Now the set. Here comes a 3-1 from Metzger. Outside, right thigh high, called strike on the outside edge. Running over to second base is Evan Deanhart. Nice to have runners at second and third. He's going to pitch from the windup now. Trent Metzger. Going to step off the back. Steps off the back with the proper right foot, the opposite start foot. Steps back on. 1 foot in, 1 foot off. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball four. T.J. Bell will pick up a walk. He'll jog down to first base. Next batter in the lineup for the night is going to be number three, Jackson Kane. So Jackson Kane's going to step in. Base is loaded with two outs. A 3-2 ball game. Knights got three in the first. Cougars got two. Pitch comes in right above right there. Top of the zone. Strike called. Jump goes 0-1. Jackson King taps the plate. Straightaway stance. Working from the windup. Trent Metzger. Here comes the 0-1. Breaking pitch gets by the catcher, Clayton Johnston. Coming in to score a run is Caden Minnick. The runners move up 90 feet. T.J. Bell is at second base. At third base is Evan Deanhart. One ball, one strike, two out. Top of the second inning. Jackson King sets back in. Working from the windup, Trent Metzger. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Outside a ball. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Jackson Kane's played in all 38 games, 93 plate appearances, 75 at-bats. He batting 307. Here comes the pitch, the 2-1. Take a shot left side, foul ball. Going to end up down near the bullpen. It's going to carry him out closer to the baseline. Going to run down, pick that one up. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Two aboard for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals. Out the windup, here comes the 2-2. Going to take a drive to center field. Going to drop in, a base hit. Pick it up on a second hop is Xavier Williams. Coming in to score, Evan Deanhart and T.J. Bell. Going to be a base hit and an RBI, two RBI for Jackson Kane, and he'll take second base on the throw. So Jackson Kane now with 11 RBI on the season. Time out on the surface. Jackson Kane going to remove those batting gloves. stepping in, Tyler Fox. Two out. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Foul back. Now you got up against the screen. No balls, one strike. Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, he's played in 23 games, 62 plate appearances, 54 at-bats. He's batting 222. Going to call a balk. Balk is going to be called at the pitcher's rubber. They may change their mind. I think it was just a good pickoff move. I'm not sure. They may erase this balk once they talk this over. Home plate umpire and C position, they did erase the balk. It was just a sudden move with that left. That's just a sudden move that he read. But I'm just going to take a little bit of this right here, and it's going to be fine again. So, Tyler Fox, no balls, one strike. Metzger was in the stretch. He was trying to make a pickoff move at second base. It was a sudden move. And they're going to erase the balk call. And Knights have runner at second base. So they're talking it over right there. I tell you what, it's a good thing about umpires. You know what? Because I belong to an association. And the association, I asked in my class, I said, what's the worst sport that is lack of umpires or officials? And he said baseball. So stepping in, Tyler Fox. No balls, one strike. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in high for a ball. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Jackson Kane at second base. Jackson Kane, he got an RBI single. He turned knocked in two. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Tyler Fox. Tell you what, he's got five doubles on the season. He's living with those doubles and RBIs. He knocked in three with a double at North Montgomery. Bases loaded, hit the double. So steps off the back, mounds back in his set. Set position, Metzger with a delivery. Breaking pitch, hit by pitch. Jackson Kane is on his horse. He'll jog back to second base. So runners on first and second base. Tyler Fox jogs down to first base. Tyler Fox gets hit by pitch, number five on the season. Stepping into bat, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein, the seven hitter. Here comes the pitch. Outside half, I should say outside edge. Strike called. Hudson Gutwein has played in 22 ball games, 45 plate appearances, 35 at bats, 229 average, 378 on base percentage. And that's the call right there, but it's a little quicker. But we do not have television. No video. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. One ball, one strike. Hudson Gutwein going to step back in. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. One ball, one strike, two out. Top of the second inning. Breaking pitch, just missed. Just misses. Count goes 2-1. Gutwein going to step back in. Hudson Gutwein has 8 hits on the season. 7 are singles. He has a home run right here at Gordon Lemming Field. So pickoff move. Steps off the bat. Nobody there. Doesn't make the throw. Steps back in the rubber. Out of the set. The 2-1 pitch to Gutwein. Tall pitch. Took a wave at it. Swing and a miss. Two balls. Two strikes. Up off that knob just a little bit. Right-handed batter's box. Purely looking at singles. Check second out of the set. He's going to step off the back. Trent Metzger. Where's number 20? Trent Metzger, a member of the junior class. Doing the pitching. Here comes the pitch. Taking off for third base. Trying to check his swing. Going to be a drop. And if they didn't call a strike, they're going to say he did not go. So they did not call a strike at the plate. You've got to check in a hurry to see if that was a strike, and see position umpire says he didn't go. 3-2 count. The step off the rubber, now back on. He'll pitch from the windup. Trent Metzger looking over that glove. Here comes the wind in the 3-2. Foul tip in the glove. Got a piece of it. They're jawed back to the dugout. Knights will set down. They'll play defensively. Knights come up with three more runs here in the top of the second inning. Knights are going to play defensively. And we'll also mention the next game on the agenda for the Knights is going to be on Thursday, the 25th. That's this week. The first game of the sectional right there at Central Catholic High School. Class 1A, sectional 54. That'll be a game one. 5:30 start, Central Catholic Knights and the Attica Red Ramblers. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. That's Reynolds Farm Equipment, reynoldsfarmequipment.com on the web. And right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment is Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. So stepping into bat with Carroll Cougars, number 16, Xavier Williams, playing a good center field position. First pitch comes in. Step back in. One ball, no strikes. Here comes the wind and the pitch from Gus. Sandberg foul tip at the plate. Right there in front of, now behind Ryan Schumer. Going to walk one out, hand deliver it from the home plate umpire. Going to give Ryan Schumer a chance to collect himself. Foul tips off the bat. They can go anywhere. That one right there hit Ryan Schumer. Not too bad. The home plate umpire delivers the baseball out to Gus Sandberg. The set back in. One ball, one strike. He's the nine hitter. Where's number 16? Xavier Williams. Center fielder made a tremendous catch over the left shoulder off the ball hit by Schumer. Here comes the pitch from Gus Sandberg. Square in the bunt, going to get a piece of it. Foul ball. Might not have got a piece of it. He calls it a strike. It's played. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, steps back in. Working from the windup, 1 foot on. Here comes the pitch from Sandberg. Swung on. Full swing, foul ball, third baseline. Foul ball, he'll stay in the box with a 1-2 count. Little baseball replenishment here in a varsity game. That happens quite often. So we're going to set back in Xavier Williams. Xavier Williams, a 1-2 count. Peering over the glove, here comes a wind from Sandberg and the pitch. Going to poke one to center field. It'll be shallow and picked up in left field. Caught by the left fielder, Jackson Kane. And there's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. So stepping in the bat, last time got himself aboard with a base hit. Number 32, Jake Skinner. Jake Skinner going to step in. He's played in all 21 ball games, 75 plate appearances, 61 at-bats. Here comes the pitch to the lefty. Low for a ball. Jake Skinner, a left-handed batter. He's batting .295 in that left-handed batter's box. .427 on base percentage. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. Jake Skinner has 18 hits. 5 are doubles. He has 2 triples on the season. Here comes the pitch from Sandberg. breaking pitch, got the inside half. Count goes 1-2. 12 RBI off the bat of Skinner. Here comes a wind and a 1-2 pitch. Take a drive down the first baseline, a base hit. Going to go in there, probably going to be a double. Still round first base as the ball's picked up by Tyler Fox. They toss it in to second base and a stand-up double for Jake Skinner. So Jake Skinner has landed at second base, I believe, on both batting attempts. And stepping into bat is Grady Lytle. Where's number two? He's also played in all 21 games for the Cougars. Out of the set, here comes a pitch. Right across the dish, kneecap high, strike called. Grady Lytle, 79 plate appearances, 64 at-bats. Batting 359 as the two-hitter. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, third base, picked up by Stapleton. They throw across the diamond. They'll get the play at first base with T.J. Bell. Taking third base on the throw is Jake Skinner. So with two outs, Jake Skinner is at third base.
Now
that's batter going to step in, 22, Owen Duff. Owen Duff going to step in. He's played in all 21 games, 76 plate appearances, 60 at-bats. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, finishes high, ball one. 22, Owen Duff, he's a three-hitter, batting 383, right-handed batter's box. Here comes the 1-0. Swung on, he got the handle of the bat. Going to be played by Stapleton. Stapleton couldn't play it. Stapleton, they usually say if you can get to it, go ahead and take it, Greg Nettles. But if you can't get to it, let the shortstop have it. So safe at first base is Owen Duff coming in to score. One run here in the bottom of the second inning is Jake Skinner. Here comes the pitch. Left-handed batter Eli Harshbarger takes the ball inside. Harshbarger wears number 25. He's played in 20 of the 21 games. Harshbarger, 74 plate appearances, 63 at-bats. He'll take a drive, he'll hit it the other way out of play. Count goes 1-1. Harshbarger batting 413. That left-handed batter's box. That's in 20 ball games. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Gonna be a base hit. Left field, he goes the other way with it. He hits the lip of the left field grass between shortstop and third base. So base runners at first and second base with two outs. Next batter going to step in. Griffin Turner, Turnpaw. Turnpaw number three, last time up. Quality at bat. He was fouling them off right and left. Right-handed batter's box. Two aboard, first and second. Gus Sandberg, a long pier. Now Gus in the set. He'll check second base. Pitch comes in, outside a ball. Tanner Turnpaw has played in all 21 games for the Cougars. Turnpaw, 77 plate appearances, 65 at-bats. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. A bit tall, just above the zone, maybe a bit inside. Count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Tanner Turnpaw, right-handed batter's box, a member of the senior class. Out of a set, Gus Sandberg checks second. There's the pitch. Just above the zone. Just above the zone. Count goes 3-0. Runners at first and second base. One base is available. See if he can make his way back. Here's the pitch. Heavy cut, swing and a miss. Had the green light on 3-0. The 3, Tanner Turnpaw. Count goes 3-1. 3-1 count. Peering in, looking at signals. Gus Sandberg out of the set. Here comes the 3-1. Might have to pick off timing move. They were thinking about it. Safe at second, no throw, as Evan Dinghart tried to cover second. Working from the stretch, now the set. Three balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch to Turnpaw. And there for a strike. Count goes 3-2. Gus Sandberg climbs back in it. 3-2 count. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, he'll check second base. There comes the 3-2. No, be a pickoff move. Didn't make the throw. Dean Hart was there. Back safely. Was going to be safe. Runners at first and second base. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's the pitch. Swing a miss. Gus Sandberg comes back from 3-0 to strike out the batter, Tanner Turnpaw. Sets him down on a swing and a miss. So scoring one run in the inning, coming in to score the run was Jake Skinner at the end of two complete nights. 6, Cougars 3. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can dial them up at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Tiger Sports. Target Sports, I'll mention. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Yes, that's safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports. That's downtown Sheridan. So they come in with a new pitcher on the diamond, 25. Thanks, Ellen. So a new pitcher for the Carroll Cougars. Where's number 25, Eli Harshbarger? Lefty going to step in there, get some warm-up tosses. Thank you, Ellen. That new catcher, 27, Corey Lytle. So 25, Eli Harshbarger, 27, Eli, should say, Coy Lytle. We'll mention left-handed pitcher right there on the hill, Eli Harshbarger. Talk a little bit about him, Eli Harshbarger, on the season. 31 2/3 innings, ERA of 2.87, win-loss record of 4-3. This is appearance number 10. He's allowed 24 hits, 19 runs. 13 of those runs were earned. He's walked 15. He has struck out 50 batters. He's thrown to 143 batters, 542 pitches. So he's going to get a little bit of a workout here. Probably get a lather. I'm sure Coach is trying to get him some workout here for sectional purposes. Here comes the first pitch. Brent Robbins. Hit to the gap, picked up and dropped there at first base. Couldn't make the play. And right there, that was number 20 at second base. Couldn't make the play. Trent Metzger moves to second base. So Brent Robbins is at first base. Nobody out. So stepping into bat for the Knights. It's going to be Mikey Stapleton. Here comes the pitch. He's going to try to bunt. Pulls the bat back. Home plate umpire wanted to call a strike. He elected not to. He's thinking strike, strike, strike when that ball is thrown. And it's a strike until it's proven to be a ball. Perfectly done. One ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. He'll swear again. They put it on the first baseline. It's a good bunt. Picked up there by Harshbarger. He'll throw to first base. They'll get the put out, and Mikey Stapleton going to get a sacrifice bunt as he moves Brent Robbins to second base. So going to bat for the third time in the ballgame, Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick going to step in, played in all will miss McCabe minutes 23 games. Working out a set is Harshbarger. Here's the pitch. Going to be hit by a pitch. Working that breaking ball. Didn't get the grip he wanted. Going to hit Cade Minnick, and jog down to first base. Cade Minnick, not a real big guy. He's kind of fragile, but he's okay. Stepping in the back, Devin Zienhardt. Zienhardt, all 28 games, participating. Working out a set, check second base. Run at the first and second base for the Knights. Zienhardt won the bunt. Tried to put the bat down rather quick, pulled it back. Nearly got him in that right-handed batter's box. Ball one. Peering in, looking at signals. Eli Harshbarger. Out of a set, here's the pitch. He will put a bunt down. It's going to be a foul ball. Got him in the box. So the ball was touched on the bat. It landed in the box, and it hit Zienhardt at the ball. Count goes 1-1. So getting a little conversation there. Home. Third base coach, Jim Bourdonnais, talking with one of his senior athletes, one of the six. So runners at first and second base, one out, 1-1 count to Zienhardt. Out of a set, Harshbarger. Here's the pitch. They'll put a bunt down. Third baseline, just foul. Evan Zienhardt, he likes to get a bunt for a base hit. Even with base runners, he's still trying to achieve a base hit. Some coaches don't want you squaring late when he's trying to move the runners, but I think it's just the opposite right here. Evan Zienhardt, green light all the way around. Working out a stretch, now the set. Check second base. Here comes the 1-2. Be a shot over the short side. Nearly got it. Dave Concepcion-esque. Nearly got that play. Shortstop, Trent Metzger. I thought he had that ball. Dave Concepcion would be happy if he did. So the Knights have bases occupied. Bases loaded. Brian Schumer going to step in. Evan Zienhardt with a base hit. So, working from the windup. Eli Harshbarger, first pitch to Schumer. Outside of ball, nice stop by the catcher, Coy Lytle. So let's step back to the rubber. Here comes the pitch from Harshbarger. Low for a ball. Eli Harshbarger, junior class pitcher. Start out in the outfield. Moves in. The pitcher's now in the third inning. Right now, count goes 3-0. Ball comes in low to Schumer. Schumer looking for a pitch. See if the green light is lit. Nope. Green light not lit. Count goes 3-1. Base is loaded. One out for the Knights. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Take a drive and be on the ground. They'll go to home. They'll get the fourth out. As it's hit to first base, Jake Skinner, he tosses it back in. To Corey Lytle, and they'll get the put out. Fourth out at the plate. There are two outs. The two outs on the diamond. And Ryan Schumer going to jog off. And Ryan,
number 18, DJ Bell.
Ryan Elsner going to run for Schumer at first base. So Ryan Schumer going to put the gear on. T.J. Bell going to step in. T.J. Bell, 26 games on the season under his belt, 84 plate appearances, 66 at-bats. First pitch comes in low and away. T.J. Bell, batting 258, 402 on base percentage. T.J. Bell, as mentioned, 20 RBI. Bases are loaded. Pitch comes in low. For a ball, didn't get far away from Coy Lytle. Let's step back in. Doing the catching now for the Cougars. Taking over for Clayton Johnson is Lytle. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. T.J. Bell looking for a pitch he can hit. T.J. Bell, probably a red light, probably going to watch this one. Here comes the pitch. And there for a strike, inside half. Three balls, one strike. Cougars have bullpen activity down the left field line. Here comes the 3-1. You know, pop one, right side. Is it going to be fair? Not a fair ball. Maybe went out of play. So the Knights will jog back to their respective bases. 3-2 count. Step off the back of the rubber. Waiting for the team members, waiting for the opponents. Everybody ready to step back on the rubber. Working from the windup. Eli Harshbarger. 3-2 pitch. Outside ball four. The jog in and touch the plate. Cade Minnick right down the line. 3-2. If I was at third base, I always do this.
Yeah,
so stepping in, Jackson Kane. Last time got himself, I think, a 2 RBI single. He full swing here. Goes back to the screen. 0-1 count. Knights have one run in here in the top of the third. T.J. Bell at first base. At third base is Evan Teinhardt. Long pier. Here comes the wind and the 0-1. Jeff Smith, backdoor curveball, nearly got the outside edge. Pretty disciplined umpire we got right here. One ball, one strike. There comes a wind and the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and miss. One ball, two strikes. Jackson Kane batting here in the top of the third, two out. Bases loaded. Pierre looking at signals. Eli Harshbarger, here's the 1-2. Inside a ball. Two balls, two strikes. I hope this umpire has sectional umpire duties. He's worthy. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Here comes the pitch. Going to pop one up. Going to go to the outfield. Going to be called for by the left fielder. Tanner Turnpaul makes the catch. Major League fly ball to the left field. Knights are out in the inning. They pick up one. At the end of 2.5, Knights 7. Cougars 3. We also mentioned this game is in parts. Being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. That's FritzandFishers.com since 1983. Celebrating year number 40. Right there, dealership and Fishers dealership on Highway 32, Upstate Road 32. We'll mention Fritz and Fishers. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at 317-842-2228. Again, their number is 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. Their first location is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial them up at 317-773-2232. And you can explore their quality used car inventory right there, Fritz in Fishers or in Noblesville on 32. Visit them online. Visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. Stepping in to bat. Now playing shortstop, number 20, Trent Metcher. Takes the first pitch outside half, strike called. They're set back in. Right-handed batter's box, Trent Metcher. The pitch from Sandberg. They'll take one the other way. Tyler Fox going to try to make the catch. Short hops the glove. A good effort with one out. A lot of folks with one out want to let that drop in. A good effort by Tyler Fox. Oh, zero out. My bad. Thank you. Thanks, Alan.
Now, number 12.
For stepping in at bat. Number 12, Owen Zinn. Owen Zinn went pulled a rabbit out of his hat, ended up in a walk. First at bat, he's going to bat one back to the screen. Oh, no balls, one strike, right-handed batter. Owen Zinn, second baseman. That's in the seventh spot. We're going to have a set. Gus Sandberg, going to pop one. Foul territory, going to float out of play. Owen Zinn, quick hands through the zone. Probably been in the winter cages, I'm sure. So 0-2, here comes the pitch. Outside of ball, snap throw to first base. T.J. Bell applies a tag, safe at first base is Trent Metzger. Metzger took off, stole a base last time up. See if he's on his horse right here. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Might across the plate, might across the front of the plate a bit tall. Broke in there and they called a strike. There's one out, seven in the back. 23. Corey Lytle stepping in. Right-handed batter's box. Pickoff move. Gonna get it in a rundown. Pickle. TJ Bell missed it. They're gonna call the tag. They're going to call the tag. T.J. Bell was almost like, maybe I didn't tag him. And the B position umpire calls the tag. So jogging off the diamond is Metzger. There are two outs. Stepping back in. Corey Lytle, 23. Pitch comes in. Ball one. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, foul ball out of play, right side. 1-1 count. Two outs, bottom of the third inning. Nobody on board. Working from the windup, Gus Sandberg. Swung on, ground ball. Be fielded by Mikey Stapleton at third base. He'll make the play to T.J. Bell. And if T.J. Bell saves a decent throw from Mikey Stapleton, gets out of the inning. So at the end of three, Knights seven, Cougars three, we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. That's Sign Production since 1985. Sign Production, you can dial them or text message 317-946-2424. And we're going to talk right now with Mr. Alan Zinn. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Welcome to Carroll Junior Senior High School.
I've been here before. I almost umpired last summer, but I got thrown out.
You did? Did the football coach throw you out?
No, I was here to umpire, and two guys showed up after an hour delay and said they were supposed to be umpire, and I had three on my agenda, and they talked me out of staying.
Well, that's Mike Goodrich's fault. I mean, that's the AD's fault right there, you know?
I don't think it was Mike Goodrich that was running the show. I think it was Ryan Johnson, but he had no way to know it. Hey, I'm going to ask you, you're a 95 graduate. Talk about your sports career right here at Carroll High School.
Well, I played a little bit of baseball. I played a little bit of football, and I was on the basketball team.
I understand that.
Yeah, so, of course, back in 95, Carroll won the state title in 95. So I graduated in the spring of 95, so they got me out of there and then won the state title in the fall of 95.
You had to make them guys stronger, though, while you were there.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but
I tell you what, in basketball, I mean, you do the pregame layups. You were probably doing them right some touching the net at least on your layups.
It's funny you say that. I didn't score at all in the games, hardly, but I always counted the points that I scored in warm-ups. So I was always hot in warm-ups.
I played freshman basketball. That was it. I got in 1A game. They put me on the foul line at Zionsville. Ball came to me on a rebound. I just tried to shoot it straight in. I bounced it in off the glass, and that's the only shot I took. And I take this. I'm 100% from the field my freshman year.
Nothing but net, right?
Nothing but net off the glass.
You called bank, didn't you?
Didn't call bank.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay.
But my coach, one of the coolest guys I ever worked for. God rest his soul.
Yep. Yep.
That's the way it is, man.
That's right. That's right. It is.
Say what? Did you go to college?
I did. I went to Butler for 2.5 years, and then we have a family business, so I just came back home and started working in the business.
Dang, you went to Butler? That says quite a bit. I'm going to have to bow down here.
No, you don't need to at all. All
right, that's Alan's end. We talked about talking a little bit between innings, and that was it. We might do it again. Tyler Fox stepping in the bat. Foul one back, out of play.
Now back to the night. Number 14, Tyler Fox.
So, top of the fourth inning. 7-3 contest. Looking on the pitcher's rubber. Righty, got a new pitcher, going to be a base hit. Oh, maybe not. Metzger makes a play. Veering to his right from a shortstop position. Had to climb the ladder to take that hit away from Tyler Fox.
Now, back to the night. Number 9, Hudson Gutwein.
In doing the pitching right now for Carroll, where's number 13, Clayton Johnson. So he came from behind the plate, took a half an inning off, and he's pitching. It'd be a ground ball, third base. Be off target, try to make the tag. He's going to stay safe. Sometimes you look directly at your home plate umpire, he might have a better vantage point. But I'm thinking he said he didn't have a vantage point there, so he calls him safe from the A position umpire.
Now that is a super
fastball. Stepping in, it's going to be 33, and Brand Robbins. So reaching right there. Hudson Gutwein, one out of the set, righty, Clayton Johnson. Bren Robbins takes a drive to center field, backing up, making the catch. Xavier Williams.
Hunter Simpson.
Hunter Simpson. If I didn't have Alan Zinn sitting beside me, he would have been Xavier Williams making that catch.
Now batting for the night, number 11, Mikey.
A catch made by Hunter Simpson. So Mikey Stapleton, you step in. Inside a ball. We'll try a snap throw to first base. Back safely is Gutwein. Hunter Simpson now in center field. Two outs on the diamond. Mikey Stapleton, here comes the 1-0 pitch. Right back up the middle. Going to be stopped there by second baseman. Was that Owen Zinn?
Owen Duff.
Owen Duff, there we go. Owen Duff makes a great stop. Throws to first base. It gets by. Goes back to the foul fence. And the Knights have runners at second and third base. 7-3 contest. Knights. Going to send to the plate, number 20, leadoff batter in this game. I believe it's fourth time at the plate for Caden Minnick. Looking from the stretch, now the set, he'll check second and third base. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Maybe a little bit of a kale pitch right there. I don't, pretty tough to throw a screwball. Pretty tough throw to throw a screwball as a high schooler. Here comes the set, here's the pitch. And the float one out of play, left side. Quick hands. Caden Minnick, count those 1-1. Caden Minnick going to step back in. Batting 276. 382 on base percentage. Runners at second and third. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Going to get by the glove of Coy Lytle. Coming in from third base. To score the run is number 9. Hudson Gutwein. So Knights have runner at third base. Number 14, Tyler Fox, I believe. Left-handed batter's box, Caden Minnick. Here comes the set and the pitch. Strike called outside half. right below the kneecaps. 2-2 count to Cade Minnick out of the set. Comes a pitch outside a ball. Count goes full, 3-2. Step back in. Pioneer looking at signals. Here comes a 3-2. Inside ball 4. Ball gets by. They're going to keep him. Second base. Everything's good. Stepping into bat is Evan Dienhart. Knights have runners on the corner with 2 outs. Peering in, looking at signal. Dienhart steps in. Checks first base out of stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Taking off. They're going to make the throw at the plate. Tall throw. We'll be safe at home. Safe at home, and that's Mikey Stapleton crossing the plate. Cade Minnick goes to second base. They try to get the pickle. Throw goes to second base. They immediately toss it back. Frozen rope to the plate. A bit tall. So working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch to Dienhart. He's going to foul one right side. It foul territory. Making a good valiant effort over the head. Pretty good effort right there. Like Justin Jefferson. So they're going to come back, pick the bat up. Evan Dienhart. One ball, one strike. Step back in. Evan Dienhart has a bit of an open stance. He'll close on the approach. One ball, one strike. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Take a drive to the left field. Got some air underneath it. Going to be caught above ground. For the third out. Third out in the inning. The Knights pick up 2. So we'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter with the Tipton Blue Devils. Central Catholic Knights. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball. We do thank you for tuning in. As we listen to some more John Mellencamp. John Cougar Mellencamp, his first couple albums were great. His first couple were absolutely great. And Alan's shaking his head.
They were good.
Pretty hard to come back after them 2 albums. I tell you what, John Cougar, he got to sing in that Live Aid crowd. Who would have begun to count those people? Man. And then REO Speedwagon got up there. Kevin Cronin sang Roll with the Changes and Can't Fight This Feeling. They were only allowed 2 songs. They walked out there, played to a crowd, millions in that crowd. Good cause right there. Let's throw it down to second base, Ryan Schumer. They put it back in the glove of Gus Sandberg. Stepping into back, going to be number 7. Stepping in, Hunter Simpson. Hunter Simpson, he's a center fielder. First pitch from Sandberg. Outside edge, strike call. Hunter Simpson, he's played in 19 games. He's getting an opportunity to play baseball here on a Monday. Varsity level. Breaking pitch in there, swinging a miss. Hunter Simpson, he's batting .286. Batting average and on base percentage. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Breaking pitch, swinging a miss. They're jogged back to the dugout. And stepping in, going to be number 32. It's going to be Jake Skinner. Jake Skinner going to step in. Step in, left-handed batter. Jake Skinner is the one hitter for the Cougars. First pitch from Sandberg. And a foul one back, left side, out of play. So Jake Skinner wears number 32, played in all 32 games. 75 played appearances, 61 at-bats. Here comes a wind from Sandberg. Outside half, strike call, count goes 0-2. Skinner batting 295, left-handed batter's box, 427 on base percentage. Here's the pitch. Foul tip caught by Schumer. Schumer hangs tight right there. Catch the foul tip in the glove. So Skinner jogs Bill walk back to the dugout. Step in, the two hitter. Grady Lytle. Lytle going to step in. Grady Lytle, right-handed batter. First pitch. Healthy cut. Swing and a miss. Grady Lytle batting 359. 359 average, 461 on base percentage. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch. Might have touched the top of the front of the dish a bit tall. Strike call. Difficult pitch to hit. There comes the 0-2 from Sandberg. Full swing, ground ball, third base, fair ball. Mikey Stapleton throws it in the dirt. TJ Bell, hard time to catch that one. It goes back to the foul fence. He's going to round second base and end up at third base. He's going to round it. He's going to try to beat the catcher home, and he does. Ryan Schumer was over there at first base, backing up the play. Ryan Schumer had to make a dart run with his gear on to get to home plate. Nearly got the play. But they call that, back in Little League days, that was inside the parker. So he scores all the way around, touches all the bases. One run in here with two outs. So Ryan Schumer getting a workout behind the dish. Stepping into bat. 22, Owen Duff. Owen Duff, you're going to step in. Right into bat. Here comes the wind and the pitch from Sandberg. Fouls back to the screen. No balls, one strike. Owen Duff. Owen Duff played in all 21 games. 76 played appearances, 60 at-bats. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Might have got the front of the dish at a good area right there. Broke low and away. Wearing long pants. Difficult for the umpire to see the knee. Here comes the pitch. Full swing, ground ball, foul. The glove right there by head coach Seth Eldridge. Looked like a good softball type of play. Maybe he played some slow pitch softball. That can be fun. I had a team for 18 years. There comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. They'll throw to first base. There are three outs. So the Knights get out of the inning. They give up one run at the end of four. Knights 9, Cougars 4. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach, campground and RV resort. You can make plans to book your campground stay. Indiana Beach, they're located 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. You can dial them by telephone at 574-583-4141. Again, that's 574-583-4141. IndianaBeach.com. Look them up. They have daily admission tickets. They also have season passes available for the whole family. It's an individual type of pass. $69.99 for that season pass. That's Indiana's amusement park. Monticello, Indiana. Make family plans now for Indiana Beach. Book your stay today. So they get ready to throw one down. Second base. Step back in. It's going to be Ryan Schumer. Doing the catching now. Tanner Turnfall. So they're trying these guys out. They're trying to keep them from getting, I guess, tired because they got sectional coming up. Sectional coming up. It's going to be on Thursday to take that back. It's going to be on Wednesday. They'll play Seager. Seager, they'll play him at Delphi High School. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Ryan Schumer on the season, all 28 games, 105 plate appearances, 77 at-bats, by 390. He'll take a first drive, and is he going to get enough of that? He's going to hit it to right center field. It's going to be up one hop defense. Ryan Schumer going to stop at second base, standing up. Ryan Schumer picks up double number 5 on the season. Ryan Schumer, 543 on base percentage. So he's going to give way to Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel is going to jog out, high five as they pass each other. So Gavin Boutel will run at second base. Ryan Schumer will put the gear back on. Stepping into bat, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, the four hitter. Playing first base, getting a workout at first base. His pitch. First pitch comes in high above the zone. Ball one. T.J. Bell batting 258, 402 on base percentage. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Healthy cut, swing a miss. Strike one. T.J. Bell has 17 hits on the season. 11 are singles, 4 are doubles. 2 are home runs. Out of a set, check second. Here's the pitch. Short hops the glove. Nice block right there for number 3, Tanner Turnpaw. 2-1 count. Stepping back in, T.J. Bell. Out of a set, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes high. 3-1. 3-1 count. They call it the hitter count. Here comes the pitch. They take a hit. They go to the whole gap right there and make a nice play at third base. It's not a force out. Would have been a tag out, but the throw was on target. Nice play. Shortstop. Metzger. Still at shortstop. Metzger with a lot of ability.
Now
so stepping in is going to be Jackson Kane. So runners on the corners for the Knights, nobody out. Jackson Kane looking at signals. Coach Bordnay had a few signals given. Jackson Kane steps back in. At a 3-0-7 entering the game. Here's the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. No balls, 1 strike. Jackson Kane, a 4-11 on base percentage. Jackson Kane entered the ballgame with 23 hits. 19 are singles, 3 of them are doubles. He has 1 home run. Here's his pitch. Stroke takes it foul. Third base fence on a rocket. Count goes 0-2. Sophomore athlete, he's been in the weight room. Catches passes for Brian May. Here comes the 0-2. He'll take a drive to the left field. Going to back him up. Is it going to be a fair ball, foul ball? It's going to be a caught foul ball. Nice play in left field as they tag up from third base. Gavin Boutel crosses the plate. Jackson Kane with a sacrifice fly to left field and an RBI. So Jackson Kane comes up to his second RBI in this ballgame. He has 12 on the season. Take that back. He's got 3 RBI here in the ballgame. 12 on the season. He began the game with 9. First pitch comes in there. Strike called. Tyler Fox. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Be a ground ball, third baseline, going to get through, going to be a base hit. Going to get through right there, Grady Lytle. Difficult play to make. That was a hot shot off the bat of Tyler Fox. So Fox is at first base. T.J. Bell at second base.
Up the bat for the night.
One out. Stepping into bat, going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein, right-handed batter. He's played in 22 games entering this one. 45 plate appearances, 35 at-bats. There's the pitch. Going to pop one up. Going to be playable, looks like. Going to be called for by the catcher. And he made the play. What a play Tanner Turnpaw. He made it right there up against the screen without touching the screen. The ball never touched the screen either. They're going to hand him, pick up the mask. It's Brent Robbins handing him his catcher's mask. All about sportsmanship. IHSAA, smiling on plays like that. So Brent Robbins steps in. Runners first and second with two out. Here comes the pitch. Going to foul one right side out of play. Brent Robbins has played in 27 games, 87 plate appearances, 70 at-bats. Brent Robbins batting .243. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in. Lower part of the zone. I say what, you, Alan, you're probably the same. I'd rather swing a low ball than a high ball. For certain. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball.
His ball's above the hand.
Oh, man. You know, it's bad when you call a strike up high, and it's the first strike, and then they swing at the next one up there, too, and you feel bad because you call the bad pitch. Here comes the pitch. Hit by pitch. Brent Robbins in the batter's box. He absorbs the hit, and he jogs down to first base. So Brent Robbins on the season, hit by pitch number two.
Up the bat.
Stepping in. Mikey Stapleton going to step in. Right-handed batter's box. Bases are all occupied by the Knights. They're two out. Here comes the first pitch to Stapleton. A foul back to the screen. Right-handed batter, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton playing third base as a freshman. And I couldn't even dream about that. Out of a set. Here comes the pitch. And foul one right side out of play. Did you play as a freshman, Alan? That's a tough gig, ain't it? That's a tough gig. They work in the wintertime. They know all the schools do. Western's got a nice facility. Here comes the pitch. Going to be a short hop. Good block right there by catcher Tanner Turnpaw. Tanner Turnpaw wears number three, a member of the senior class. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 1-2. You're going to float one. Left field. It's going to be in foul territory. He's going to make a second catch. Couldn't bring that one in. Foul ball. Good effort.
Is that Owen Wise?
Nice effort right there. Owen Wise, Alan tells me, he's number 11. He's a junior class member. He made a great catch in foul territory earlier in this pass. Almost picked up that one. So steps back in, Mikey Stapleton, living large here again. Going to float one right side out of play. Mikey Stapleton has reached the quality at bat plateau. Mikey Stapleton on the season, that's quality at bat in the works right here of number 16 for the freshman. So we have a ball replenishment. Baseballs are scarce. A lot of them going out of play. Not a lot of folks going after them. I tell you what, if I was out there, I would be. I'm 56. I'd be out there. You're 46, right?
45.
Yeah. That's all right. That's quite all right. So they get a ball back in. Throw it back out. In the glove. Clayton Johnson. Out of the set. The 1-2 pitch. Foul ball again. On the ground. Going to go back close to the bullpen area. And the left field line. Mikey Stapleton, fighting him off. Out of the set. The 1-2. Going to take one to left field. Going to back up Mr. Wise, and he'll make the catch in fair territory. So Wise picks up two out of the air in left field. And catcher, Tanner Turnpaw, catches one prior to going out of play straight back. So the Knights. Knights pick up one. Top of the fifth inning. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. And a good ball game in the works. And we'll mention, if you go to the IHSAA website, IHSAA.org. That's the IHSAA.org website. And go to that first screen right there in front of you. It'll say Keeping Education in front of Athletics. You know, say High School Sports in Indiana. Teach life lessons that go beyond the classroom. That's right there on that front screen. And that looks good. And that's a brand new website. I say brand new because the previous website was there for decades. They got the new website there. Check it out. It is a good one. It's friendly. You can find a lot of locations. You can find stuff you didn't know you were getting ready to find. So a new pitcher on the pitcher's rubber for the night is going to be number 10, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke's going to step in, do some pitching. Lucas Gerke, he's got 2/3 of an inning this season under his belt. So he's getting a chance to pitch right here. Right-handed pitcher, pitching in the final regular season game of the season for both teams. So these teams get together, and they have a good time. First game I ever did for the Knights was, I think, 8 years ago. I set up my table right down there, and I had people walking by me asking what team I was working for. Yeah, well, who are you working for? And I said, I'm working for both teams. I said, my dad has the same last name as me, so I don't want to make him look bad. So they throw the ball around the diamond, but put it back in the glove of Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke, number 10 for the night. Lucas Gerke, a sophomore athlete. Stepping in, here comes a wind, first pitch from Gerke. Swing and a miss in the batter's box, number 11, Owen Wise. Owen Wise is the left fielder. Owen Wise, pretty good glove in the left field. Next pitch in there, away, low and away for ball one. Working from the windup, working quick. Here's the pitch, short off the glove of Schumer. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke, 6 foot, 155. Working from the windup, both feet on. Here's the pitch. Full swing, ground ball, first base. We fielded it right here by TJ Bell. He'll take it unassisted. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next batter going to step in. Where's number three? Tanner Turnpaul. Tanner Turnpaul did the catching in the top of the fifth. Steps in, right-handed batter. Batting 354, 442 on base percentage. Full swing, a foul one out of play, right side. Tanner Turnpaul, where's number three? He's got 23 hits entering the ballgame. When one guy has more, Harshbarger has 25. Coming in to make the play is Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, a shot hit to left center. Didn't have a lot of elevation. Good read off the bat by Robbins to make the catch. Two out here in the bottom of the fifth.
Now, thank you for the
computer. Next batter going to step in. Trent Metzger. Pretty good athlete. Athlete, I should say. Playing shortstop at the given. First pitch comes in above the zone. Ball one. Center fielder and shortstop. Probably your best athletes. And that's what we say. So short off the glove, ball two. Stepping back in, Trent Metzger. Bren Robbins playing him to pull just a little bit in center field. Pitch comes in, strike called. Probably right there at the top of the zone. Metzger probably don't like a high pitch. Here comes a set, here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Lucas Gerke, sophomore pitcher. Here comes a wind and a pitch. Breaking pitch, going to go the other way, base hit. Got it over the top of C.J. Bell at first base. And fought that one off for a base hit. Thank you. So a new batter in the lineup. We're going to see number 21, Gavin Carman. Coach getting the seniors in the ballgame, Gavin Carman. Coach Seth Eldridge. It's good. Pitch comes in high for ball one. Steps back in. Gavin Carman. We're going over at first base, out of stretch, and out of set for Gerke. Here comes the 1-0. Another pitch high and outside, ball two. Gavin Carman listed as an outfielder. Gavin Carman getting an at-bat here in the ballgame. Pitch comes in. Just below the kneecaps, strike called. Two balls, one strike. Pure and M signals. Looked at first base. Now out of the set, here's the pitch from Gerke. Fouled back to the screen by Carman. Carman, I should say. Gavin Carman. Staying alive in the box. 2-2 count. Runner at first base. Out of the set, here comes a 2-2. Foul tip in the glove of Ryan Schumer. He holds it for out number three. So at the end of five complete, Knights 10, Cougars 4. And again, we do thank you for tuning in. And I will mention, coming up here pretty soon, Indianapolis Colts. Indianapolis Colts going to have a preseason. They're going to play Buffalo away, Chicago Bears at home, Philadelphia Eagles away. What do you think about that, Alan?
Well, I don't know. The Bills are good. Bears should be better. And you got the Eagles who went to the Super Bowl. So
yeah, they got a quarterback that can squat 600 pounds.
That's true. We'll see about the Colts new quarterback, too.
He's a big dude. I tell you what. Anthony Richardson, 70-yard bomb. I saw that one, but they say he does have an accuracy problem. They'll corral that because Lamar Jackson got his figured out. And I don't know if he'll get to start, but what's that, Minshew? Minshew isn't too bad.
Oh, Gardner Minshew, he's kind of a man of the people, I think. The people love him. So if he plays, that's fine, too, and develop Richardson and see what happens.
I kind of like Minshew. I don't mind him playing the whole season.
I don't either. He's been in the league a long time, got a lot of experience, so, yeah, he should be fine.
What do you think about that? I think it's week 10. New England Patriots going to be the home team. Colts will be the visiting team in Frankfurt, Germany.
Well, the NFL is trying to go global. So, I don't know. They've been doing that for what? The last 5 or 6 years, probably. So, it's good for football and good for the NFL to expand their reach.
Say what? You look over here to the right. Colts have about 12 or 13 1 o'clock games on Sunday.
That means they're not very good. No prime time games.
Exactly. But anyway, we love the Colts, and when the Colts win, it's good for the whole state.
I agree with that.
It's good for the convenience stores, you name it. It's good for everybody. So stepping into bat, going to be number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick got the fifth time at the dish for Caden. The start from the stretch. A new pitcher in the ballgame. Going to be full swing, ground ball back to the pitcher. He's going to try to tag Caden, and he will. Caden Minnick tried to get away from that tag. He didn't go 3 feet outside the baseline. He was tagged out. So one out here in the top of the sixth. Doing the pitching right now is number 22, Owen Duff. Owen's up on the season, 13 and a third innings. He's got an ERA of 1.05. Here comes the pitch. Evan Dean Hardy put a buzz down. Third baseline going to be fielded by Duff. He'll throw it on the run. They're going to call him out at first base as he sells it on the call. So Owen Duff, we'll mention, this is appearance number 7. He has appearances number 7, and he has one start on the season. He's allowed 9 hits, 2 runs. Both were earned. He's walked 8, struck out 12. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter's box with 2 out. First pitch comes in low for ball 1. Owen Duff, entering this ballgame, he had faced 58 batters, 206 pitches. Pitch comes in high for ball two to Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer on the season, he had 30 hits entering the ballgame. 18 singles, 4 doubles, 3 triples. He's got 5 doubles now in 5 home runs. Pitch comes in outside of ball. Coach Bordenay probably going to give him a take signal without a signal. Peering in looking at signals. Out of the set, here comes the 3-0. Pitch comes in, strike called. 3 balls, 1 strike. Owen Duff's going to have it around the plate again. Ryan Schumer well aware. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball 4. So Schumer jogs down to first base. Schumer collects another walk. He'll probably come off the base pass. Going to go out there and run for him. It's going to be Ryan Elsner. But Ryan Elsner out to run once again. For Ryan Schumer, Ryan Elsner, he's a pretty busy guy. Stepping in, T.J. Bell. Pretty much straightaway stance for T.J. Bell. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Duff. Tried to check his swing. He probably did. They're not going to ask a check. 1 ball, no strikes. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, now the set. Owen Duff comes to pitch. High for ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Top of the 6th inning. 7:30 just clicked on the watch as I looked at it. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Duff. Take a drive to second base, and they'll get the 3rd out. Rocket shot right there in the glove of second baseman. Owen's in at second.
Tanner
Turnbull is at second base. Man, I need binoculars and somebody all time here beside me. They sure are. We like Leonard Skinner. So, well, who doesn't? Exactly. I tell you what. A lot of good concerts coming up. I tell you what, Brian Adams, you know, he's going to be at Carp Day.
Brian Adams
and Soul Asylum. I'd go see Brian Adams. You got a raspy voice. I know, but back when I was watering the sheep, when he had sheep, I was watering the sheep, had the radio on. I heard on the radio they was promoting a concert coming up with Journey. That was in 82. And Brian Adams was going to lead off for Journey in 82. So that was a little while back. So I got a friend at Reynolds Farm Equipment, and he sponsors a good guy, Mike Lawson. He told me, he said he's seen Brian Adams live with just a guitar. He said it was good. So that's next Friday. Or that's Carb Day on the 26th. Get your tickets. That'll be good. Stepping into bat, where's number 13? Clayton Johnson, he started out catching. He'll take a shot to second base. Catch is made by Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein with the sunglasses. Good thing he's got the sunglasses. That sun is pretty beating right there. So it's 1 out, stepping into bat. Number 7, Hunter Simpson. Last I knew, he was in center field. Pitch comes in outside of ball. Lucas Gerke is going to tie the shoe. Lucas Gerke, the pitcher, he pretty much controls the pace of the game. All right, yeah. And he'll step back in. Here comes a wind in the pitch. 2 balls. Step out of the box. Going to get by the glove of Schumer. They put a new ball in play. Count goes 0-2. Here comes a wind in the pitch. Going to call it a strike, outside edge. Tough deal for number 7, Hunter Simpson. Pitch comes in outside the ball. Count goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Here comes a wind. Here comes a 3-1. Outside, ball 4. So Hunter Simpson goes to first base. There's 1 out. bottom of the sixth inning, to step in.
Jake Skinner
seemed to have been on base every time he came to the plate. Left-handed batter's box, batting 295. Being off for second base early, gonna be a balk. You step off. You gotta throw to first base and step off into front. If you step off into back, you don't have the right. Well, if you step off with the right foot and become an infielder, then you can throw right where the guy's going to run to. But anyway, stepping in. Runner at second base. Skinner, the batter. Take a full swing. He'll pop it up. We'll pop it towards left field. And they're going to have some communication difficulty. Catch is made by Evan Deanhart. Jackson Kane, left fielder, was right nearby. Coach Bournier going to walk out, check on his. Yeah, I believe he caught it. Evan caught it. So we're going to go out and check on both of them. Make sure they're both okay. They both have gloves in hand. I think they're going to tell Coach Bournier they're doing okay. They're going to pat him on the backside. And Coach Bournier, with that pat on the backside, that's about all he needed to do. So he's going to walk back off the diamond. Two outs in the inning. And next batter going to step in for the Carroll Cougars. It's going to be number two, Grady Lytle. Right-handed batter. Batting 359. Batting average, 461 on base percentage. Steps in, right-handed batter. Looking from the stretch. Now the set. Lucas Gerke, here's the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. No balls, one strike, Grady Lytle. Had six doubles on the season. He's got a triple on the season. He's got 18 RBI. Here's the pitch. Going to pop one up. We call for by the middle infielder. Evan Deanhart going to make the catch. So the Knights get out of the inning. They give up no runs. So inning number six, no runs for either side. At the end of six, Knights 10. Cougars 4. Play some Copperhead Road. So, again, we mentioned this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company, real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, listen to Lisa Stokes Bear. Thank you. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company, 317-513-4086. You got it? Okay. They throw one down, second base, stepping in to bat during the top of the seventh for the Knights, Jackson Kane. Where's number three? Jackson Kane going to step in. Jackson Kane on the season.
Jackson Kane.
23 hits, 19 are singles, 3 are doubles. No triples, he's got a home run. Jackson Kane has 3 RBI in this game. Steps in. Working from the stretch. Now out of the set. Here comes the first pitch from Duff. He'll take a stroke to the left field line. It's going to get in there. Base hit. It's going to go in there for a double near the corner. Jackson Kane has a double. I think last time his first at-bat, he landed at second base, but it was on the throw. He got a single and two RBI in his first at-bat. So he gets himself on board. So stepping in, going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox steps in right-handed batter's box. Tyler Fox, he 300 average on base. He's going to put a bunt down. It's a good bunt. Nice play by Owen Duff. A good effort. A bunt went down the third baseline. Owen Duff, the pitcher, trying to field it. He just flipped it off the grass with that right hand to third base and nearly got the play. Jackson Kane is at third base. Tyler Fox, a base hit with a bunt. He's at first base, stepping in. Hudson Gutwein. Right-handed batter's box. Right-handed pitcher, Owen Duff. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, strike call. Top of the zone. Didn't want to swing at it. I don't blame him. No balls, one strike. Nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. Now a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. That was a good pitch. Count goes 0-2. Pretty good breaking pitch from Duff. Owen Duff, a member of the senior class. I saw posters back there. I believe they have seven. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. And striking out. So he throws two in a row. He's successful on the first one. Second breaking pitch. Going to set him down.
34. Now batting for the night.
34. Keaton Brooks. Thank you. Keaton Brooks going to step in. Terrible. Keaton Brooks stepping in. Going to bat here in the top of the seventh. First pitch comes in. Strike called. So step back in. Runners at second and third base. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Short hop the glove. Going to get by. Going to go near the dugout. Coming in to score from third base is Dashie Kane. So Tyler Fox moves over to third base with one out. Keaton Brooks a 1-1 count. Looking at signal. Hand clap signal from Coach Bordnick. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. The 1-1 pitch from Duff. Back up the middle. Keaton Brooks can be fielded by a shortstop. Throw across the diamond. And Metzger makes the play once again. So two outs as Tyler Fox comes in to score. So it's an RBI fielder's choice, I believe so. Keaton Brooks is retired. Pitch comes in high and tight to Mikey Stapleton, ball one. So bases are empty, still pitching from the stretch. Basically a relief pitcher, nobody on base. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, finishes low and away. Pretty good spot right there, Owen Duff. Working from the stretch, now the set, the 2-0 pitch to Stapleton. Inside a ball. Stapleton, not much movement. That ball was in the box with him. Working out a stretch, now the set, the 3-0 pitch. Home plate was wide open. Count goes 3-1. Mikey Stapleton, straightaway stance. Mikey Stapleton, two RBI. He's got three hits. He might have another one. Going to float in there in right center field, shallow, and Mikey Stapleton. I believe he has a multiple hit game here. Freshman athlete, multiple hit game. Stepping in. I believe fifth time tonight. Going to be number 20, Caden Minnick. To step in. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. He is the leadoff batter in this game. Working out of the set. Here comes the pitch. breaking pitch inside half called strike. Minnick's batting .276 as an average, .382 on base. He's got 16 hits. Cade Minnick. Here comes a pitch from Duff. He'll take a drive to left to center field. Coming in to make the play. Couldn't make it. Gonna be dropped in there for a base hit. Cade Minnick gonna take second base. It was uncovered. And the play at the plate is safe. Home plate umpire had a good vision. Tag didn't quite get. Mikey Stapleton on the back side of Stapleton. Slid in head first. So, going to be an RBI off the bat of Cade Minnick. Going to be a single. He took second base on the overthrow, on the throw, I should say. Here comes the first pitch. Evan Dehart swinging a miss. Evan Dehart, I tell you what, he can get on base in so many different ways. Entered this game with 24 hits. 23 are singles, and quite a few of those are bunt singles. You take the ball outside, count goes 1-1. Evan Dehart has one double. He has scored 25 runs entering this game. Ball comes in outside or inside and low. Two balls, one strike. Evan Dehart, he's walked 24 times prior to tonight's game. Working from the stretch, now the set. Set second. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Dehart. He's going to take a base hit to left field. Going to get the lip of the grass and a float on in. Couldn't make the clean in left field off the hop. Had to reach back down, pick it up. Coming in from second base is Cade Minnick. And Evan Dehart has a single and an RBI. So Evan Dehart picks that number RBI. That's number 10. On the season. And Evan Dehart now 25 hits that we know of, maybe more. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Pretty good lead there at first base by Dehart. Working out a stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, outside of ball. Evan Dehart on the season. He has stolen 5 bases. Entering this game, that is. He's been caught stealing 3 times. Outside edge, strike called. 1-1. Ryan Schumer looking for a good stroke. Looking for the sweet spot. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. 2-1. Schumer steps back in. Dehart, we'll see if he's on his horse. Out of the stretch, checks Dehart. Now the set. There's a 2-1. Inside tall. Snap throw to first base. Back safely. Ryan Schumer almost in a bad situation right there. While the throw was taking place. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Going to be hit by pitch. Hope he's all right. He's going to jog to first base. Might have got him in the back of the thigh, maybe the hamstring. They're probably going to run for him again, Ryan Elsner. Might want to get some icy hot, some hot and cold treatment tonight. So at first base, you're going to be Boutel. Boutel jogs over to first base. Gavin Boutel is his junior, 5'10". So let me go with a different pitcher, Owen Duff. He's going to walk off.
Xavier Williams
is going to be the pitcher. Xavier Williams started this game in center field. He's going to pitch now. He's got 1 2/3 innings. That's his belt this season. He's got a high ERA, I will not mention. He's allowed 6 hits. 6 runs, 5 earned runs. He's walked 3, struck out 4. He's faced 16 batters. He's thrown 59 pitches. I know all that stuff because of Max Preps. I said, what, Max Preps? I didn't know this until I dug a little deeper, but CBS Sports handles Max Preps.
Yeah, I didn't know.
That's pretty cool that they work all that hard.
Yeah.
I mean, some people complain that Max Preps isn't up to date or isn't quite right on this or that. Well, they ought to go cry in a corner,
that's
those
right.
people.
Yeah, I agree.
That's terrible. But pretty good ball game right here. I tell you what, you guys got a tremendous field.
Well, yeah, they've done a lot of work on this field to get it up to speed and looking this good, but it does look nice out here.
It is cut really well on the grass lines.
Yeah, yeah. So the team actually works in the off season on getting those straight and smooth, and so they've done a good job.
They certainly have. Stepping in for the Knights, TJ Bell. Xavier on the pitches mound. That's Xavier Williams. First pitch comes in outside of ball.
Now back to the Knights. Number 18, TJ.
Runners at first and second base with two out. Nice batting in the top of the seventh. Be a ground ball, shortstop.
Oh.
Under the glove, couldn't make the play, goes into center field. Left center field. Gavin Vitale gets back to second base. And that didn't touch the glove. I wonder if that's a base hit. Probably not.
Not in my
book. Well, they say if it don't touch the glove, then it's a hit. But anyway, first base, TJ Bell. So Jackson Kane in the batter's box. Here's the pitch from Williams. Full swing, ground ball foul, left side. No balls, one strike. Two out, top of the seventh inning. Working from the stretch, now the set. Time called. Right here in the batter's box. Jackson Kane not quite ready. Ball's made live. Xavier Williams on the pitcher's rubber. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in above the zone. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Two aboard. Metzger hovering there at second base. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Jackson Kane goes down the count, one and two. Jackson Kane playing a good left field in the ball game. Steps back in. Here comes the pitch from Williams. Outside edge, swing a miss, protecting the dish. Knights are out of the inning. Knights come up with five in the top of the seventh. Cougars going to bat. We're going to listen to some REO Speedwagon roll to changes. 5 minutes and 35 seconds on the studio album. They're what the best rock and roll band there ever was. I tell you what, though, I'm going to go watch REO on August 15th. They're going to be in Springfield, Illinois.
Springfield? You going over there to watch them?
I'm going to take Mike Lawson with me and a coach from the Tipton Blue Devils varsity. We're going to take Randy Bagley, and we're going to go over there. It's going to be the county fair. We're going over there because they're not going to be in Indiana this year.
Do you have an extra ticket?
I'm trying to get backstage tickets.
That would be awesome.
I've had 10 of them.
10 backstage tickets?
Well, what was your favorite?
I'm blessed.
What was your favorite?
I make signs for a living. I took about 4 signs to Kevin Cronin. Jay Baker from Q95 said, hey, if you're going to take one there, take two. Get the other one signed by the band. Give it back to me. We'll put it in the Bob and Tom Leukemia Society auction. We did that 4 times, and it benefited the auction.
Well, that's fantastic. Be able to benefit people like that, you know, that's awesome that you did that.
That band is tremendous. I put my headphones in, my earbuds in on the way back, two wheels right back. It's a blessing to hear REO over and over.
Oh, I bet. Just a great, great band.
I tell you what, I listen to some Ben Campbell, too.
Owen Duff,
right-handed batter. Lucas Gerkey. Pitch comes in, strike called. Bottom of the zone. Working from the windup, Lucas Gerkey. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes away. Ball one. Right-handed batter, Owen Duff. Here comes the pitch from Gerkey. Swung on, full swing, foul, left side. Be tracked down by head coach Seth Eldridge. So pretty good school system right here. I got the chip and seal technique going on out in front. Up top, ball. Down goes 2-2. That chip and seal is going to be nice, though, when it gets settled. Gets all packed down. You'll have guys speeding. Here comes the pitch. Short hops the glove. Schumer on the breaking pitch. Count goes 3-2. Here comes a semi right there.
Yeah. Be a little dusty here the next couple weeks.
I'm going to go around the block on the way back. So here comes the pitch. 3-2 from Gerke. Inside, ball 4. So Owen Deskin has jogged down to first base. Next batter going to step in for the Cougars, but not before Coach Bournet. Going to walk out and going to speak with his infield. Going to talk it over. One guy aboard, Lucas Gerke, in the batter's box. I take that back on the pitcher's rubber. And they're going to talk it over right now. And he's going to walk off. Coach is going to go with Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins going to get some work here in the bottom of the seventh inning. A lot of these moves coaches are all making. They're making them because they want to see what they're going to do when it comes time for game one. It's going to be game one on Wednesday versus Seager for Carroll. Game one on Thursday for the Knights versus Attica. So, nevertheless, a game's a game, and you got to play all the outs that are necessary. And anybody can win. They say on any given Sunday, but they could be on any given Wednesday or Thursday.
You're only as good as your next day starting pitcher. So there's no such thing as momentum in baseball.
I believe there's karma. Karma does exist.
The karma definitely does exist.
And I hear people talking about the baseball gods. I don't know how many baseball gods there are, but I only know of one.
Well, yeah, I only know of one god as well.
Absolutely. So Bren Robbins getting warmed up with his catcher, Ryan Schumer, working up with the stretch. And we'll mention Bren Robbins. Thus far on the season, he's got 25 2/3 innings. This is appearance number 9. He has started 7 games. He's faced 132 batters. He's thrown 453 pitches. His win-loss record is 2 wins, 3 losses. He's given up 35 hits. He's given up 27 runs, 23 were earned. He has walked 15 batters. He has struck out 17. 2 of those batters struck out looking. He's hit 2 batters along the way. His ERA is 6.27. So he gets some final warm-up tosses. B position umpire asks the defenders to go back to their original spot there, play defensively.
Now, batting for the Cougars, number 11, Owen
and Ryan Schumer, out there on the pitcher's rubber, talking with Bren Robbins. They slap knuckles with each other. Ryan Schumer going to draw back behind the dish. Nobody out. Running at first base. Cougars batting in the bottom of the seventh inning. Working from the stretch. Now the set, triple set for Bren Robbins. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch that stays high, ball 1. In the batter's box, number 11, Owen Wise. Playing left field. Good left field. Here comes the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Owen Wise getting some playing time right here for Coach Eldridge. Owen Wise, a member of the junior class, taking off for second base. Throw goes down, Evan Genhart. Throw was on the third base side of the bag. Genhart had to bring it across. Going to be safe anyway at first base. Excuse me, at second base. Looking out of stretch, now the set. It comes a 2-1 pitch. Outside and tall, ball 2. I take that back, ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike, nobody out. Cougars, gentleman at second base. Out of the set, checks the runner, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, a foul tip in the glove of Schumer. Strike call, count goes 3-2. So peering in, signals. out of the stretch. Now the set. Check second base. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Protecting the dish. Swing and a miss. He'll jog back to the dugout. There's one out.
Now,
that is the Cougars, number three. Carol Cougars, number three, Tanner Turnpaw, senior class member. Now a set, Bren Robbins, first pitch to Turnpaw. Breaking pitch, placed well. Count goes 0-1.
Is it?
Alan Zinn, PA announcer, tells me Turnpaw is going to play baseball at Wabash. We were just in Crawfordsville last Thursday. North Montgomery, what a field they have. Nice place. Out of the set, Bren Robbins, here's the pitch. You know, poke one right side, it'd be foul ball. Float out of play. So number three, Tanner Turnpaw, going to play second base for Wabash. So they'll play DePaul. They'll have a good time. Out of the set, here comes the pickoff move. You're not going to throw it. Nobody there. DePaul and Wabash. The Monon, isn't it?
Monon Bell game.
Monon Bell game. Out of the set, Bren Robbins shows a pitch. You know, float one. Foul territory. Right side, T.J. Bell giving it a look. T.J. Bell couldn't make the catch. Ran out of real estate. There is a lot of foul territory here at Carroll. So what, you go to Loeb Stadium, and they don't have half the foul territory as we see here at Carroll. And it's tapered there at Loeb to the corners almost. I'm not complaining, though. That's a serious park. That is serious. And now it's sad. Here comes the 0-2. He checks second base. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. Next batter going to step in for Carroll. Going to be number 20, Trent Metzger, the junior class member. Pairing in looking at signals, Bren Robbins out of a set, check second base. Here's the pitch, first pitch to Metzger. Above the zone, ball one. Metzger, a good ball player. Where's number 20? He's got a senior season coming up. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Metzger wanted to call timeout. Took that right hand off the bat just briefly. The timeout was not going to be granted. You got to be careful. I would rather call timeout verbally and always leave my hands on the bat, even if I'm not granted. Here's the pitch. Ball comes in outside and tall. Three balls, no strikes. 3-0 count. Runner at second base. Trent Metzger started the game as the pitcher. Out of the set, here's the pitch, taken off for third base. Going to get there safely. Going to be ball four, but ball four didn't get him to third base. Runners at first and third base. Runners on the corner.
Number 21, Gavin Carman.
Stepping in, 21, Gavin Carman. As listed as an outfielder. Gavin Carman getting some playing time right here. Here comes the pitch. High and away, ball one. Gavin Carman, a right-handed batter. Defense, regular depth. T.J. Bell holding on the runner at first base. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Gavin Carman, one ball, one strike. Runners on the corners, Bren Robbins, pitching in the bottom half of the seventh. Here comes the pitch, outside a ball. Two balls, one strike. Seems like that outside edge, it means so much in a high school baseball game. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, kneecap high, strike called. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Ground ball. Going to be called a foul ball. Foul ball. call wasn't extremely quick, but it was a foul ball. That's a good call. I don't know if you saw that in Little League World Series this past year.
I didn't see it. What happened?
A guy, they hit a ball to third base in the eighth inning. Guy on second base scored. Third base umpire put his arms up to call foul. The home plate umpire thought, no, that might have been fair. They looked at it on video and called it fair. They brought that and they called it fair, and then that team won the game. That was embarrassing. Here comes the pitch. They had to call him out on that outside edge. It was outside, outside edge. So the Bucks are going to complete the ball game. Final score, Knights 15, Cougars 4. And we do appreciate the opportunity to work up here with you, Mr. Alan Zinn. You're a great man. I appreciate you. And we're going to mention the next games on the agenda. Carroll Cougars going to play on Wednesday. First game of the sectional, 5 o'clock. Seeger Patriots and the Carroll Cougars. That's Class 2A, Sectional 35. And they'll play that game at Delphi High School. Central Catholic Knights are going to take a couple of days off. They'll play again on Thursday. That's in Sectional 54. It's going to be at Central Catholic. It'll be a 5:30 start. Lafayette Central Catholic will go against the Attica Red Ramblers. And if I'm not incorrect, the Red Ramblers will be the home team at Central Catholic. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check and monitoring the ball game. Until then, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.
Yeah, buddy. Let's see where he'll come. I'm going to go pick phones.
We're post-game. We're going to talk with Coach Bourdain. Coach Bourdain, you had a nice place to play and a good routine going on today.
Yeah, I thought our guys really came out and played well. We hit the ball as well as we had for a long time. And, you know, our pitchers, Gus Sandberg and Lucas Gerke, thought to pitch really well, you know, for not having a whole lot of varsity experience. I thought both of them pitched well, and Bren came in and did a good job in the seventh. So I'm real pleased with our final practice game before the real show starts on Thursday.
In a couple of days, I'm sure you got them plenty scheduled for the couple of days.
We got things we need to work on. We got to get sharper on some things defensively, and I'm glad we have a couple of days here to work on. It's great timing. You know, we get in the game in the season, regular season, you don't have a lot of practice time, and that's what I like about the postseason, because you have more days off in between games and can work on things, especially defensively. So looking forward to having a couple of days here and sharpening up and be ready to go Thursday.
Coach, everybody knows you're the athletic director also. You know it's a lot of effort. You got a lot of folks helping you, but putting on the sectional and maybe even the regional in years past.
Yeah, you know, we have a great team. Charlie Roberts, our assistant AD, and Julia Denhart, our other assistant AD, do a great job of running the show, you know, I think we always put on a good tournament and have a great facility to play in, and I think the teams come in and enjoy having a nice place to play.
Coach, I know you're real humble. I know they run the show, but you set the dominoes up.
Well, you know, it's a group effort, no doubt. You know, everybody pitches in, and they definitely pick up the slack in the spring with me coaching. So I'm real happy to have those two. Sad to see Julia Denhart's retiring. She's been a great asset to our athletic department for the past 16 years, and she's definitely going to be missed. But you know, she's a big part of all of our successes.
And she's the mother of one of the best quarterbacks that ever went through Central Catholic High School.
Yeah, she's Avery and Emily both were great athletes, multiple sport athletes. So we're real pleased they were part of our school community. And like I said, we're going to be sad to see Julia not be around on a daily basis.
And then Thursday is going to be a new day.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, the weather looks awesome, and really looking forward to the tournament.